WCQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin. The Park Falls Community Broadcasting Corporation.
98Q Country. News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Across the land, the flame of remembrance burns brightly on this 22nd anniversary of the deadliest terror attack on American soil since Pearl Harbor. 9/11/2001, the day Islamic terrorists flew airliners into the World Trade Center, the Pentagon, and crashed in a field near Shanksville, Pennsylvania. More than 3,000 Americans died that day. Their loved ones remember and will take part in some of today's solemn tributes, including at Ground Zero in New York City.
James Giacconi, whose brother Joe was killed at the World Trade Center on 9/11, is helping read the names of the nearly 3,000 being remembered there.
Me and other family members come every year to hear our loved ones' names spoken. If their name is spoken out loud, they don't disappear.
His brother lives on in his memory and the memorial.
When the plane hit his building, Joe disappeared.
Giacconi, like many of the other families, have no remains to bury. He wants to make sure 9/11 remains sacred. Julie Walker, New York.
Already approaching 2,500, the death toll resulting from a powerful earthquake that hit Morocco is expected to rise. The Tremor struck Friday night, proving especially deadly in remote mountainous regions that rescuers have yet to reach. Some rescue teams abroad complain the Moroccan government is dragging its feet on approving requests to enter the country. Believed to still be somewhere in Pennsylvania, escaped murderer Daniello Cavalcante remains on the run. He broke out of a southeastern Pennsylvania prison a week and a half ago, and since then, police say Cavalcante stole at least one vehicle and changed his appearance. There have been sightings, more than one, but so far, no apprehension. Watching Wall Street this morning, Dow futures are up 57 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Inflation is pushing up the cost of just about everything, but life insurance actually costs less today than it did a few years ago. Now is the time to get the insurance you need. Call SelectQuote and we'll help you save more than 50% on term life insurance. You can get up to $2 million in same-day coverage with no medical exam.
Call SelectQuote at 1-800-646-9595 or go to SelectQuote.com now. That's 1-800-646-9595. Full details on example policies at SelectQuote.com/commercials.
A medical charity says at least 35 people have been killed in the apparent bombing of a crowded marketplace in the capital of Sudan.
With heavy artillery shelling right outside the front door, a choice has to be made, and fast. Stay put or flee to a safer area. That's the dilemma Ahmed faced when he feared his family would be killed during clashes in Khartoum between the Sudanese military and RSF fighters. Ahmed said the war was turning Sudan to complete darkness and described the destruction in Khartoum as beyond imagination. A medic with the charity MSF told the BBC how experienced doctors and nurses treating victims of Sunday's airstrikes were traumatized. When the influx of patients slowed down, she said many of the staff were crying.
The BBC's Will Ross. The EU's Home Affairs Commissioner calling for the release of a Swedish employee of the EU's diplomatic corps who spent a second birthday in an infamous Iranian prison. News and analysis at townhall.com. A pleasant day's outing turns out to be anything but along the rocky New England coast.
11 people have been injured when a walkway collapsed during an event that encourages tours of lighthouses in the state of Maine. That collapse sending people tumbling into a mud flat several feet below. The facility was open to the public as part of Maine Open Lighthouse Day. Authorities say 5 of the 11 injured people were taken to the hospital. The lighthouse has stood since the late 19th century and is located on the Kennebec River and still an active aid to navigation. Jason Walker reporting.
Kilauea, one of the world's most active volcanoes, has started erupting following a two-month pause. displaying glowing lava that's a safe distance from people as well as structures in a national park on the Big Island. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Better begins with human kindness. It's in a smile, a listening ear, a helping hand. At Aspirus Health, better begins with knowing you and your family, learning your health journey and your health needs. Aspirus caregivers are here to listen and provide the personalized care you deserve. For when you need to be better, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Tad Aylin. A state Senate committee is scheduled to vote today on the status of Megan Wolf as administrator of the Wisconsin Elections Commission.
It remains unclear whether the full Senate will vote to remove Wolf from office following today's planned paper ballot. Well, the Elections Commission voted 3-0 in June to renominate Wolf for a second four-year term. The three Democrats abstained, arguing four votes were needed to move forward on a nomination, and that meant Wolf could stay in the position indefinitely. It's expected that any effort by Republicans in the legislature to remove Wolf from office will end up in a legal challenge. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A second teen accused in a May murder at a Fond du Lac apartment complex has been arrested.
In Chicago on Friday, U.S. Marshals arrested 17-year-old Antonio Johnston, who is charged with multiple counts from the fatal May 7th shooting of 20-year-old Tatiana Zek. Zek was shot as Johnston and 14-year-old Paris Larry allegedly fired at an 18-year-old man who was struck and wounded. Larry has been ordered to stand trial in the case. In Wisconsin, those ages 10 and older charged with most homicide counts are charged in adult court. All 17-year-olds are charged in adult court as well. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Help is needed for replenishing a variety of pine trees around the state. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says their supply of red pine seed is running out, so they're asking people to collect pine cones from red pines to refill their supply. The agency says they'll pay $125 per bushel of properly collected and unopened red pine cones at the mature stage where the color has just turned brown. More information can be found by clicking the news tab on the DNR website. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Your own mutual assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Farmers deal with a lot, including long days, stress, and fatigue. This is your reminder to take breaks, stretch, have a snack, and hydrate your body. Avoid farm accidents by keeping yourself healthy. Visit ruralmutual.com to learn how Rural Mutual supports Wisconsin farmers and prioritize safety on the farm.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Wisconsin Farm Bureau helps our organization advocate for agriculture by putting us at the table with the right individuals. I've heard a lot of times that if you're not at the table, you're on the menu when it comes to ag policy. We need people to help us make the right connections, get in front of the right people and policymakers that are affecting decisions that impact agriculture.
WFBF.com.
You should look them up.
A voice for farmers, a vision for agriculture.
Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
Waukesha residents will see a substantial rise in their water bills next month. Officials say the move to a new $287 million water supply system providing water from Lake Michigan will lead to an increase of 45% on city water charges in October. The city of Waukesha needed to move away from its groundwater-based water system due to its elevated levels of contaminants. Waukesha officials add the customer rate for city water will increase incrementally over the next few years. And flags will fly at half staff in Wisconsin today. Governor Evers announcing the order Thursday to honor the nearly 3,000 people who died in the September 11, 2001 attacks. The governor also declared today as a state day of service and remembrance. The declaration encourages Wisconsinites to give back to their communities to recognize the lives lost from the 9/11 attacks. Tad Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Anna Mae Johnson, age 93 of Park Falls, passed away peacefully in her sleep on Tuesday, September 5th, surrounded by loved ones. Anna Mae is survived by her two children,
Brad Johnson of Park Falls, and Rick Johnson of Franklin. Survived also by 5 grandchildren, along with 7 great-grandchildren. Funeral services will be held at Birch Street Funeral Service Chapel in Park Falls on Saturday, September 30th at 11 a.m. Reverend Samuel Morshing will officiate. Visitation will be held at the funeral home from 9 a.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Anna Mae Johnson, age 93, Park Falls. Wani Dunbar, Sr., 79, Apprentice, passed away peacefully at home on September 1st. Lonnie is survived by his loving wife of over 60 years, Marge Dunbar. Survived also by his daughter, Tammy King, and by his sons, Tim Dunbar, Lonnie Dunbar, and Chris Dunbar. Survived also by his grandchildren, and also leaves behind his 4 great-grandchildren. A celebration of life will be held in his honor at a later date. Heindel Nimsgern Funeral and Cremation Services are assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Lonnie Dunbar, Sr., 79, Prentice. Lorraine A. Sarkinen, 89, of the Brentwood Prentice area, was called home on Saturday, September 2nd. Lorraine is survived by her children, Russell Sarkinen and Elizabeth Buxton. Survived also by her siblings, Norman Haskins, by Roy Haskins, Jean Haskins. Survived also by his sister-in-law, by his brother-in-law, and further survived by his grandchildren and by his great-grandchildren. A celebration of Christ and Lorraine's victory over death will be held at 11 a.m. on Friday, September 15th at the Ogama Baptist Church in Ogama, with Pastor Rodney Price officiating. Visitation begins at 10 a.m. and continues until the hour of the service at the church. Heindel Nimsgern Funeral and Cremation Services are assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Lorraine A. Sarkinen, 89. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook. For the best in community senior assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Get 11% off everything at Menards. Check out our great selection of Mohawk vinyl plank flooring. Vinyl plank is waterproof and features a durable wear layer for active lifestyles. Available in a variety of colors and styles, so you're sure to find an ideal look for your home. Mohawk Home Expressions vinyl plank flooring is only $214 per square foot after 11% off at Menards. Good through September 17th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, with some fog to start, otherwise mostly cloudy skies, do pick up a slight chance for a spotty afternoon shower in the mid-60s. Left north winds at 5 to 10. For tonight, still a chance for some showers, low 40s. For Tuesday, some morning fog and a chance for some showers mainly through midday up to 58. Sunshine making a return for Wednesday, some patchy frost in the morning, a high of 63. Thursday, lower 70s with a good deal of sunshine, then a chance for some showers returning Friday in the lower 70s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now it's 46.
Civic Media is hiring. We have an immediate opening for an administrative assistant manager. The job requires good computer skills, data entry, receptionist duties, manage our shopping show platform, assist company team members with day-to-day station and office operations, bookkeeping and accounting experience, attention to detail, and good communication skills. This position is full-time, Monday through Friday. We will train the successful candidate in all the radio technology and programs needed to do the job, offering a very competitive wage and benefits. If you're interested in joining a progressive company with room to grow and advance, please send your resume to darla.isham@civicmedia.us or drop it off at the radio station, or you can mail it to Civic Media, Attention Darla Isham, Box 309, Park Falls, Wisconsin, 54552. Civic Media is an equal opportunity employer.
Have you lost Wisconsin Badger Care Plus? At healthcare.gov, you can find a low-cost, quality health plan.
Do plans cover doctor visits?
What about emergency care?
And prescriptions?
All covered and more. Plus, with the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
It's time once again to check in with Northwoods Realty for today's neighborhood news.
Northwoods Realty, this is Carrie. How can I help you?
Hi, Carrie. Joel here at the radio station. How are we doing today?
Good, Joel. How are you?
Great, great, great. We're looking for some neighborhood news today. Carrie, what do you have to share with us today?
Oh, alrighty. It's been a crazy year. We've added more than 20 new rentals to the vacation rental program and have even more coming soon. Condos and cabins on water, an adorable farmhouse on acreage, Long Lake, Schnur Lake, a couple east of Park Falls, a few west of Phillips, and even one up in Ashland, just a few minutes away from the Shawamigan Bay. We have plenty of places on beautiful, crisp snowmobile trails to get ready for a winter trip, and it's never too early to plan for next summer's vacation, too. Visit upnorthvacationlodging.com to see all of our current inventory and book any cabin right online. And if anyone has any questions, Joel, they can reach me here at the Northwoods Realty and Property Management Office. I'm happy to help.
Very good. We'll check in again later, Carrie, for more neighborhood news. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thanks, Joel.
Too. Yeah,
bye-bye. Bye.
At Northwoods Realty, they know that your home is more than just wooden shingles. It's a haven. It's a place to raise a family. It's a home. And that's why Northwoods Realty puts so much of themselves into their work. With their reputation, integrity, and excellent service, you can count on the realtors at Northwoods Realty to come through for every member of your family. And don't forget your visiting family, because they also offer property management services. Northwoods Realty, they sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockster. Let's go around the NFL. Yesterday, the Saints edged the Titans 16-15. Derek Carr passing for 305 yards and a touchdown in his New Orleans debut.
It was a lot of fun. I'm glad we won. That's all I wanted to do. And that was one of the more physical games I've played in my 10 years.
And just ask Ryan Tannehill. He had three picks and three sacks. Cowboys rout the Giants 40-0. Daniel Jones sacked seven times. Falcons 24-10 over the Panthers. Joe Burrow, the NFL's highest-paid player, didn't look like that yesterday. He had a career-low 82 yards in a 24-3 loss to the Browns. Buccaneers beat the Vikings 20-17. Commanders rally past the Cardinals 20-16. Ravens beat the Texans 25-9. 49ers 37 over the Steelers. Jaguars beat the Colts 31-21. Vegas spoils Sean Payton's Denver coaching debut with a 7-16 win at Mile High. SRN Sports. Elsewhere, it was the Eagles 25, the Patriots 20. Packers beat the Bears 38-20. Rams 30-13 winners over the Seahawks. Chargers fall to the Dolphins 36-34. Baseball, the Braves become the first team to clinch a playoff berth with a 5-2 win over the Pirates. Mets beat the Twins 2-0. Astros 12-2 over the Padres. Kyle Tucker becoming just the 12th player to triple twice in an inning, driving in runs in each with an 8-run sixth. Yankees 4-3 over the Brewers. It was the Angels 2-1 over the Guardians. Rangers 9-4 over the A's. Red Sox beat the Orioles 7-3. Royals fall to the Blue Jays for their fourth straight loss, 5-2, the final. Tigers beat the White Sox 3-2. The Rays 6-3 winners over the Mariners. Dodgers' magic number now 6 to clinch the division. They beat the Nationals 7-3. Cubs over the Diamondbacks. Reds beat the Cardinals. Marlins over the Phillies. And the Giants beat the Rockies. This is SRN Sports.
The Packers crushed the Bears 38-20, extending their win streak to 9 games over Chicago. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Jordan Love passing for 245 yards and 3 touchdowns in his first game as the Packers' new starting quarterback.
Obviously, coming in here, we knew what type of game we were in for. Obviously, my first game in this rivalry, so, I mean, it felt good. They're a good team. Obviously, first half was close, and second half, the way we bounced back and came out there in second half and just total domination. Felt good.
Aaron Jones combining for 127 yards and 2 scores. Romeo Doubs also caught a pair of touchdowns.
I mean, yeah, at some point, you know, we was pretty much walking up a staircase, if you would say. But, I mean, in the end, we was able to get going. We was able to get Aaron and A.J. Dillon the ball. Again, it just comes down to just building off of this win.
Quay Walker took a Justin Fields interception for a pick six. The Packers celebrating for a day, then start preparing for a trip to Atlanta next Sunday. Week one of the NFL season closing tonight. Aaron Rodgers and the Jets taking on the Buffalo Bills at MetLife Stadium. Last night, the Cowboys defense racked up 7 sacks and 2 interceptions as Dallas crushed the Giants 40-0. Less than 24 hours after suffering a 31-22 loss at Washington State, Wisconsin fell out. Of both top 25 polls released on Sunday, they entered the game ranked number 19 in the country. Corbin Burns pitching his best game of the season, tossing 8 innings of no-hit ball. Brewers pitching staff held the Yankees hitless into the 11th, but New York prevailed 4-3-13. Manager Craig Counsell on Burns' outing.
It was an execution day for him. You know, it's a lot of right-handed hitters in the lineup, and I thought he just executed the cutter really, really well today.
It was the first time since 1997 that a no-hitter had gone extra innings in the major leagues. The Brewers lead on the Cubs 3 games in the Central after Chicago salvaged the final game of its series with their Arizona winning 5-2 yesterday. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And taking a look at some local sports, high school football on Friday night. You heard it here where Shawamigan took on Montello. It was quite a battle right down to the end, and Montello comes away with a 26-14 win here in Park Falls. That game archived at 98qcountry.com under the archive tab. So Montello gets the close win. Phillips, they traveled over to Luck, and they took it to the Cardinals 74-44. Good old-fashioned 8-man shootout over there in Luck. That game also archived at 98qcountry.com. The Loggers moved to 2-1 now in the season. The Shell Lake 8-man team, they topped Mellon 64-12. It was Clayton topping Birchwood Winter 61-19. 11-man action, Crandon a winner over Tomahawk 28-20. Medford, they topped Lakeland 60-14. It was Mosinee a winner over Ashland by a score of 42-0. And Rhinelander edges Hayward on Friday night 13-7. The Logger volleyball team, they travel to Shell Lake Saturday for a volleyball invite. The Loggers defeating Shell Lake, the host school, 2-0. They defeated Spooner 2-0. They defeated Drummond 2-0. And in the championship match, they took on Grantsburg, and the Pirates win that one 25-18, 22-25, and 13-15. Stat leaders for Phillips included Brooke Eckert with 31 digs and Lily Miller with 25 digs. Casey Egerbrecht with 6 kills. It was Ileana Winter leading the way in aces. And in assist, it was Casey Egerbrecht with 49 and Allie Williams with 33. And attack kills, Matea Eckert, 43, and Ileana Winter with 18. The Loggers are in action again Tuesday tomorrow when they will play host to Rib Lake for Parents Night, JV 5:30, and varsity gets underway at 7 o'clock. The Lakeland girls tennis team winners 7-0 over Anago on Friday. Sarah Barton, Nora Strasberg, Elise Lamers, and Ellie Blaker, all winners on the singles side. On the doubles side, it was Savannah Barton and Christina Omet. In doubles, you had Charlie Cleveland and Allie Timmerman teaming up for the win. And number three doubles, it was Lila Biller and Alyssa Erickson, a clean 7-0 sweep. It was Lakeland beating Wausau East, also in action on Friday, as Lakeland wins that one 5-2. In action today, the JV2 volleyball team of Shawamigan will hit the road. They travel to Lakeland for action today. Sports archives and stories all at 98qcountry.com, and that's a check of your 98Q Country Sports.
We're going to show off some of our best stuff.
Let's go.
We're ready to tear it up.
World famous
98Q Country.
About a quarter to nine, we heard the roar of jet engines.
Today, our fellow citizens, our way of life, our very freedom came under attack in a series of deliberate and deadly terrorist acts.
America!
Slight turn and dove right into the first tower.
Got that gold refined.
Thousands of lives were suddenly ended by evil, despicable acts of terror.
The destruction is enormous. The debris is beyond any description.
Well, immediately we activated 12 urban search and rescue teams, 4 to go to Northern Virginia, to the Pentagon, D.C. area, and 8 to New York City. I commend those New Yorkers. They have a resilient spirit of working hard.
Lean on me.
We responded with the best of America.
When you're not strong, and I'll be your friend.
With the daring of our rescue workers.
I'll help you.
Caring for strangers and neighbors who came to give blood and help in any way they could.
Till I'm gonna need somebody to lean on.
These acts of mass murder were intended to frighten our nation into chaos and retreat.
Kind of disappeared over this embankment here for a moment and then huge explosion.
But they have failed.
This doesn't happen in America. I guess it does.
Our country is strong.
Make no mistake about it.
We close.
Your armed forces are ready.
Hang on to a dream.
Terrorist attacks can shake the foundations of our biggest buildings.
On the boats and on the
but they cannot touch the foundation of America.
My country is thee.
We're so touched.
Sweet land of liberty.
By the words of our president.
Of the
tonight I ask for your prayers.
Of the
for all those who grieve.
By the words of the Congress people hearing America being sung on the steps of the Capitol building, it's just profoundly moving for me. I'm delighted to see this rebirth of patriotism.
These acts shatter steel, but they cannot dent the steel of American resolve. The search is underway for those who are behind these evil acts and to bring them to justice. We stand together to win the war against terrorism. None of us will ever forget this day. Yet we go forward to defend freedom and all that is good and just in our world. Thank you. bless America.
Check out our community calendar at 98qcountry.com.
Today we've had a national tragedy.
I will remember you.
It's hard to explain losing your big brother.
Will you remember me?
Just one of many heroes we are yet to meet.
Don't let your life pass you by.
My name is Mark Heath. I'm a cardiac anesthesiologist at Columbia Presbyterian. Two planes had flown into the World Trade Center and thought that they would need all hands on deck.
Send me over with things. We struck a friendship up. Spent a few long summers out on his old porch swing. Said he was in the war, went in the Navy. Lost his wife, lost his baby. Broke down and asked him one time, keep from going crazy. He said, I'll see my wife and son in just a little while. I asked him what he meant. He looked at me and smiled, said, I raised my hands, bow my head. I'm finding more. Tell me that day. talking to Mom on the phone one night, getting all caught up on the gossip, the ins and outs of the small town life. She said, "Oh, by the way, son, old man Wrigley's died." Later on that night, I laid there thinking back. Thought about a couple long lost summers. I didn't know whether to cry or laugh. There was ever anybody deserved a ticket to the other side. It'd be that sweet old man who looked me in the eye. Said I raised my hands, bowed my head, finding more and more truth in the words written in red. They tell me that there's more to life than just what I could see. I can't quote the book, the chapter or the verse. You can't tell me it all ends in a slow ride in a hearse. You know I'm more and more convinced the longer that I live. Yeah, this can't be, no, this can't be, no, this can't be.
She was killing me in that mini skirt. Skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. She had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss. And a heart don't forget. No, a heart don't forget. I said, a heart don't forget. Something like that.
McGraw there, country classic, something like that. And 98Q Country, how you doing? Hope your weekend was good. Weather-wise, certainly was wonderful. Wow, that was pretty nice. I just came to that realization that it was really nice this weekend. Yesterday was nice. Saturday, I was outside doing some stuff. It was nice. It was a beautiful weekend weather-wise. We're in for a pretty good week here, and it might be, even be labeled as a fabulous week of weather with temperatures in the 60s, mostly, maybe even into the low 70s. Tomorrow, probably the coolest day of the week. We might not get above 60 for tomorrow. All right, the Badgers took a bad loss, although, I mean, the Badgers are a borderline top 25 team. And Washington State was, you know, a decent team. So it wasn't a huge surprise. Let's just leave it at that. Disappointing, but not a huge surprise that the Badgers went to Washington State and were defeated. So they'll try to recover, get things moving back here. See Deion, Primetime Sanders, Colorado Beefaloes. They beat Nebraska to go to 2-0. And that's a microcosm of what college football is now, Colorado, where teams are able to basically go off. They can flip their roster. I mean, there's in most cases, there's no one-year layoff. You can transfer. You can do all this stuff. And Deion Sanders took the Colorado program, and he basically flipped it over. Like all but like a handful of players were brand new. And he went out and just basically said, hey, come here. You're going to make a lot of money, and you're going to get a lot of prime time. And it's working for him. And that's what college football is. Hats off. By the way, hats off and salute to all the major colleges in the country and their athletic programs. We mentioned this before in the morning show. Everybody's been screaming and hollering for college athletes to get paid, to get a little money, a little something, a stipend or something. And all the Division I college athletic programs and administrators have found a way to pay those college athletes, but have somebody else do it. That's right. We applaud that effort right there. That's right. That's right. Way to go. Way to go. All these college athletes can go out and make all the money they want, and the college is like, oh, we're not paying them. We're still paying our coaches $10 million a year and our assistants $2 million a year. And the players are getting paid by other people, name, image, and likeness. College football is different. It will never be the same now because conferences are realigning because there's bigger TV deals to be had. You got West Coast teams joining the East Coast conferences, and they're just jumping to any conference they can that'll give them the best TV deal. And the college money grab just continues. If you have a booster club program at your Division I school that's willing to put the cash on the table, you can buy yourself a real competitive team. You can do that. It's just a matter of if your university wants to do that. Colorado did it. They went from being a doormat for 30 years to all of a sudden being maybe one of the better teams in college football. That might be a stretch. We'll see how the rest of the season goes. But still entertaining. Our Badgers are still fun to watch. Great atmosphere, of course, at Camp Randall. Good stuff. Novak Djokovic won the U.S. Open yesterday, if you missed that. Football's underway if you missed that. Good start for Jordan Love and the Packers. Good start. That was an ideal team, maybe not to play at Chicago, but to play the Bears, that's pretty good. That's a pretty good draw right away. Better than the Lions playing at Kansas City, even though they won that game. That was impressive. That's a pretty good draw because the Bears are not very good. They weren't very good last year. They flipped a few things over, and the Bears are who they are right now. They were the worst team, well, record-wise, but one of the bottom two or three teams in the league last year. Doesn't appear to be any better. Justin Fields seems more interested in running the ball. than he does throwing. He still wants to tuck and go. But Jordan Love looked good. I mean, he didn't. As long as Jordan Love doesn't turn the ball over, make the simple plays, the Packers will be competitive. They'll be competitive. There will be tougher games, and there will be tougher defenses that he will play. And every quarterback goes through ups and downs throughout the season. So the Packers win 1-0, Bears 0-1. That's 9 in a row now the Packers have beaten the Bears. The Lions win. They're 1-0. The Vikings just had one of those days yesterday where they were just stumbling and bumbling over themselves. They had they had a turn. I don't know if you saw the slow motion replay. This kind of defines the day yesterday for the Vikings, where they snapped the ball to Kirk Cousins and his linemen, who lined up to the right of the football. As soon as they snapped the ball, the lineman's left arm flailed up in the air and knocked the ball out of Kirk Cousins' hands in a fumble. And Kirk Cousins looking around like, what are you doing, man? You're supposed to hit the ball out of your own guy's hands. Vikings still almost won that game. But Tampa Bay benefited from, what did the Vikings have, three or four turnovers in that game? So I don't think my takeaway from week one is the Bears are that bad. The Lions are going to be, I think, what we thought they were going to be at the end of last year. We were a little uncertain, but I think the Lions will be pretty good. I'm not still sure that Goff is going to be able to go 17 games and keep this thing together, but we'll see. Lions are pretty good. The Packers should be competitive now. Love is going to be, at the very least, a decent quarterback. We'll see when he plays a little tougher defenses. And I still think the Vikings will be a pretty good team this year. Although they may start 0-2. The Vikings may start 0-2. They go to Philadelphia on Thursday. That's going to be tough. But I still think the Vikings are going to be a pretty good team. There's always little things that happen within a game if you don't watch it that you miss. There's injuries and such. For instance, like the Vikings put all their money into their wide receivers and their skill positions, and they're going for it. They want to be a high-flying offense. And their offensive line is kind of patchwork. So two of their offensive linemen, who I think both are Pro Bowlers, Bradbury and Darisaw, both got hurt in the first quarter. So they had two of their top offensive linemen out and an offensive line that wasn't very good to start with. So it was a rough day for the Vikings yesterday. That's why they play 18 weeks and 17 games. Hard to get real excited. People are burying Joe Burrow already, the highest paid guy in the NFL, right? Did not have a good day yesterday. Had a rough day. All right. So what else we got going on? We got an earthquake in Morocco. This is not a good situation there, as already a couple thousand people have perished, and they say there may be more in that situation. We had some good high school football on Friday night. We had a good game between Montello and Shawamigan. Montello came away with a victory at the end, a key fumble in that late in the game. Helped Montello out, but a real fun competitive game. And then Phillips went to Luck and beat the Cardinals. Did they just score again? The Loggers just scored again. That's right. That's right. Yeah! All right. That's a great thing about eight-man football. Even after the game is going, sometimes it's like one of those slot machines. The numbers just kind of keep rolling until they stop. So you got to check back on the final score. Exciting. We've got Phillips and Shawamigan, the Price County rivalry, Friday night. That'll be at Logger Camp, and we'll have that for you with Scott. I believe Jeff Hakenen and our guy Stephen Jetlin. We're working on the crew, but our crew will be there to bring you that call of that game Friday night, and we'll have it for you right here, of course, on 98Q Country.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner. They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Every piece of land has a story. For the Nelsons, it's cruising around their Montana ranch on a John Deere Gator XUV 835R. With 3,000 acres, there's plenty of work to do.
We're not afraid to jump in and help each other out.
That's how they've kept their ranch going for five generations.
It's all about efficiency.
Like teaching visitors to fly fish.
The whole joy with fly fishing is matching the hatch.
Run with us on a Gator XUV 835R and start telling your story. Learn more at johndeere.com/radio.
Want to start saving money today? Then you're in luck. The 98Q Country Shopping Show is always available online on our website located at 98QCountry.com. Stop by and take a look at all the wonderful feature businesses such as local restaurants or fun shops located in Prentice, Mellon, Minocqua, Phillips, Park Falls, Butternut, Glidden, and all around the surrounding areas, offering everything from burgers to clothing. You can also tune into the 98Q Country Morning Show to hear them read live by our wonderful hosts. Save money with 98Q Country Shopping Show today.
With Labor Day savings at the Home Depot, we'll get your kitchen clicking. With top brand appliances, like a new LG refrigerator capable of making four different types of ice. Or an LG oven with built-in air fryer for healthier, crispier options. Plus, with convenient shopping in-store and online, your innovative new appliances are also just a click away. Final days to get up to $700 off select appliances, plus an extra $1,000 off LG kitchen appliances only at the Home Depot. Pricing valid 8/24 through 9/13, U.S. only. See store online for details.
Are you looking for someplace fun and exciting to go to? Then set your sights to Cave of the Mounds in southwest Wisconsin. This geologic wonder is a comfortable 50 degrees year-round with stunning and colorful displays of underground crystal formations. For something even more spectacular, visit Cave of the Mounds for one of the many guided specialty tours, like the Blacklight Tour. It's a one-of-a-kind experience to watch the cave glow or visit during their many events and lectures this summer. Go to the Cave of the Mounds website for more information.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, with some fog to start, otherwise mostly cloudy skies, do pick up a slight chance for a spotty afternoon shower in the mid-60s. We'll have north winds at 5 to 10. For tonight, still a chance for some showers, low 40s. For Tuesday, some morning fog and a chance for some showers mainly through midday up to 58. Sunshine making a return for Wednesday, some patchy frost in the morning, a high of 63. Thursday, lower 70s with a good deal of sunshine, then a chance for some showers returning Friday in the lower 70s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Currently, 45.
You slip your fame, tearing my t-shirt, you stirring up dirty in the back of my mind. You keep on flirting, you know that it's working. You're stuck in my head, girl. Sing a song without you in flight.
top shelf that'll get me gone. Hold on. We both know that road that we're going down. And right now all I can think about, I got my mind on you and you on my mind. Got these four wheels on a two lane and we cutting through the night. Got your eye in my head and your love on my lips. Girl, I'm hugging on these curves like them jeans on your hips. Every time you I've been looking like you do. I got my hands and my eyes and my mind on you. I got my mind on you. I got my mind on you. Slide a little closer, babe. Wanna get your pretty little head on my shoulder and get closer. Girl, you know I love the way you slip your hand under my shirt, then it's over. Go slow. On your hips every time.